You're listening to the Oklahoma Math Podcast.
All right, well, I'm Levi, and I am driving home from work, and I'm just trying this out. We'll see if I'm able to keep this up, but I figured as often as I can on my way home from work on the at the end of the week, I'll just give a quick summary of kind of what's going on in that week as best as I can remember it. I only have a 15-minute trip, so you're guaranteed to have a pretty easy listening experience here. So today is January 3rd, 2014. It is Friday, and it is just beautiful, chilly weather here in Oklahoma City. And coming back from New Year's was quite the chore for me. I was really used to my vacation time. And I had 2 days in offices this week, and I think I was really productive. So a couple things that I think are worth mentioning. One, we had a surprise announcement from the National Science Foundation about the awardees for the Presidential Award for Excellence for Math and Science Teaching. So this came from a national press release that came a couple weeks ago, directly out to all of the states, and these were very excited about honoring the winners, Miss Hewitt from Moore, Miss Reese from Bacoche, I think is how you say it, and we were really, really sad to hear that Miss Reese had passed away just very recently. So this has been the big effort for us these last couple of days, and Tiffany Neal and myself are co-coordinators of the PMIST award process for the state of Oklahoma, and we were just very sad to hear that, and we were so thankful that we were able to at least have some conversations with one of her daughters who's still a teacher at that school. And I think some, hopefully some good things will come out of that for their family and for that community, just to at least honor Miss Reese's life and all of the lives that she's impacted. So that's been a big deal, and I know that Tiffany has really put a lot of time and effort into making sure that we're able to honor their family as well as we can. And the other couple things, let's see, we're in full planning mode for the regional meetings, which are starting in just about 10 days. We'll have our first one in Bartlesville and then Pryor and then a few other places. In January, we'll be in Godibo definitely in February and a couple other places then. So we're going to be on the road a lot. I'll be in your neck of the woods. If you are hearing that I'll be in your town and you're over 65 miles away from Oklahoma City, we'll probably be there the night before. And if you're looking for somebody to go to dinner with and you just want to show me the town, I am willing to take you up on that. And I'm sure a few others of us are. We're always trying to see those small towns that we come to, or even the big towns for that matter, and just get to know what's going on in those areas. So with that planning, a lot of my consideration this week has been focused on how teachers are digesting the standards. We're, of course, I'm really hoping to move to a better support for assessments in the regional meetings. But to get there, I worked hard on creating a new document that takes all of the middle school and high school standards and organizes them according to their domain in middle school or their conceptual categories in high school. Examples of domains for middle school may be ratios and proportions or the number system, etc. For high school, we have things like functions or numbers and quantity and things like that. And they're organized in a way that they come only down to the cluster level. This has been a big push of mine, and I hope that teachers benefit from it. While the standards can be really overwhelming because there are so many of them, the clusters are, in my opinion, really easy to digest. You could just give them a look. If you don't understand what the cluster means at first glance, you're, of course, just as easily you can go and look at some of those standards. But if you're just dealing with the clusters, it simplifies, in my mind, it simplifies what goes on in that course. And I think for all of those teachers out there who are not new to teaching, I think this way will give them a better way to digest what's going on and a better way to ensure that the learning experiences they're developing for their students are clustered together with appropriate standards and are probably or at least hopefully told in a more coherent way. So I hope that the resource is beneficial. I posted it to okmathteachers.com. It's there. I believe it's something to the effect of middle and high school math standards, maybe cluster analysis. I believe that's what it is. I'm also excited to announce, if you didn't already know, that we'll have a Twitter conference, a math Twitter conference in held at Jinx High School, actually, later in July this year. This is a national conference of many math educators around the country who will hopefully be converging on Tulsa, Oklahoma and Jinx High School to kind of celebrate what it is that they do. It's a Twitter math camp, which is following the EdCamp model pretty closely, where if you're interested in going, you just go to their website, you tell them what you're interested in learning about, and people will tell what they're interested in presenting about, and people are kind of voting. And so it's kind of this democratic process where the only sessions that actually happen are those that are that receive interest from those who are attending. So I think that's a really cool process. So look for that again at the okmathteachers.com website. Let's see. I know I posted one other thing that is at least worth checking out a little bit if you're at all interested in STEM education. If you and when I say STEM, I'm particularly thinking about the integrated versions of STEM, the type of STEM that's focused on, maybe programming or robotics, or possibly, or at least, you know, kind of this challenge-based curriculum that's really being highlighted as STEM right now. If that's what you're interested in, you should check out the post. It's about Wes Fryer is trying to get teachers all across the state of Oklahoma and actually all across the country who are STEM educators. He wants to get those folks connected so they can share resources, and I think that's a fantastic idea. I'd love for you to visit that post at okmathteachers.com. Well, I guess the only other things really working right now, just to give a more glimpse into the process of this week, or the experience of this week, is I'm really trying to solidify the committee that I have working on blogging for okmathteachers.com. So if you feel like you're interested in being a part of contributing to this great resource that we're developing at okmathteachers.com, please make sure you go to that website and click the volunteer here link and submit your information so we can have access to your information and we can get in touch with you. We really want to make a big deal out of that website, but we need a lot of teachers out there to help contribute to that. I'm also, in the meantime, working on item specifications for high school math right now. It is likely that starting in February, we'll begin working on item specifications for grades 3 through 8 as well. These are very difficult to author because we're doing them in a different way than we've ever done before as a state. So we're involving a number of teachers and curriculum coordinators from around the state of Oklahoma in contributing to them, and we're trying to provide more resources, guidance on what is a DOK 1, 2, and 3. What do those look like? What are the characteristics of those types of questions? And maybe even some instructional resources for those standards, since that's been a little bit unclear, and this transition to the Common Core State Standards, as we all know, is a very challenging task. So that committee is going, but again, if you feel like you have something to contribute, which if you've been in this for any time at all, you probably do, we need you, please volunteer for that. Please shoot me an email. I'd love to have you. I guess I'll just say one other thing. We broke 900 members on our Facebook group, on OK Math Facebook. You can't even begin to know how happy that makes me. We started that, the idea of starting the brand, OK Math, you know, this hashtag OK Math. You know, that idea was something that maybe I was a little afraid it wasn't going to take off, and so pleased that it's been rolling. And to break 900 people in this year, that mark is awesome, and I'm so excited and hopeful that we'll get to 1,000 very, very soon. And on that Facebook group, there are always people posting. Jennifer Lamb, our elementary director, has posted tons of resources. Nikki Schobert is just got so many resources that she is always posting, and just amazing. I know Ed Hodge posted something recently that was fantastic. And I posted a question today that we already had a few responses on about what types of closure questions and activities teachers use. And I think that's a really important thing for us to look at. And in my opinion, a great way to open up the year of 2014. So that's my rendition of the 2 days in office that I had in this week. I look forward to speaking with everybody again next week. I actually have a full week next week, and I'll keep you updated on what goes on then. If you ever need me, just shoot me an email. Go visit OKMathTeachers.com. Go visit OKMath, the Facebook group. Find us on Twitter, OKMathTeachers on Twitter. And just be involved, be connected, and do good things. Talk to you later.
You're listening to the Oklahoma Math Podcast.